Okay, well, good evening. This is another Squeaky Toy Robot story for William. And hello, Lauren. I hope you're listening. And hello, Kira and Steve. This is Chapter 5, Tangling with the Ninja Squirrels. Well, for this story, we're going to move this little toy robot forward in his life with CT and his friends. So, at the end of the last chapter, if you remember, 3T had been in the toy shop, Witch's toy shop, and he had smashed down a whole row of toys right off of the bookshelf. And Squeaky Toy Robot said, "Oh my goodness." And what did Squeaky Toy do? Squeaky went in and cleaned them all up and packed them all away and put them lined up on shelves and made them look so neat and clean. He was so happy. And so was 3T, because it got him out from a little bit of trouble. But at the end, when they came home, his mother got very serious with him, and he perplexed 3T, because it made him kind of mixed up as to whether the toy shop witch really was a witch, or whether she was just a very unhappy person. So that was the end of the last chapter. So they got home, and they had dinner, and they went to bed, and, you know, the Squeaky Toy cleaned up all the dishes again, and he made everything look good. He pushed in all the chairs at the dining room table, and he was really, really helpful. And then when 3T went to bed, he came into bed, and he climbed up in his little perch now on the bookshelf, which is where he sat. And then when 3T went to sleep, all the toys came out. All the toys came out. And they came out, and they wanted to touch him and climb on him. All the Lego men climbed all over him, and the little dolls touched his cheek, and the other toys went and talked to him and tried to get him to tell them where he came from. And then finally that got old, and they settled down, and they went to sleep too. And that left Squeaky Toy all by himself. And Squeaky Toy was thinking to himself. He was saying, "Wow, that was really something in the toy shop today. I'm glad I picked up all those toys. But that woman was very scary, but she was very sad. She was so unhappy. And I seemed to feel something from all the toys. They were all unhappy too. Oh, I wonder, maybe I should go and check on the toys and see how they're doing. I can do that now, and I'll get back before 3T wakes up. It'll be okay." So that's exactly what Squeaky Toy Robot did. Now, I have to say, I'm sorry, in the rush to tell you this story, I neglected a couple things about Squeaky Toy Robot. And one of the things is this. When Mr. Ningyoshi made the robot, you have eyes, and your eyes can see things in daylight, and when it gets dark, your eyes have a hard time seeing things because it's dark. Well, Squeaky Toy had eyes. Sure, he had eyes, but they were really light sensors, because he was a robot. And that meant that he could see things in normal daylight, just like you, but he could also see things in infrared, which you can't, but like nighttime goggles that the Army uses. Yes, sirree, he could see in the dark just as well as he could see in the daylight. Things just didn't have a lot of color to him, but that's because it was dark, but he could see. And by the way, he could see in the ultraviolet too. So when I've told you about him standing around looking at the flowers and the bees and everything, well, he's not just looking at the flowers and the bees, but because he has ultraviolet vision, he can actually see the pollen paths on all the flowers. And he was fascinated because the bees would land on the flowers and follow those pollen paths right to the pollen, right to the nectar that they wanted to eat. My, oh my, he thought, this is quite amazing. But that's an aside. That's just Squeaky. So Squeaky quietly went downstairs, and he quietly opened the door, the back door, and he let himself out. And then he ran to the toy shop because he decided he'd check up on the toys. Well, he didn't run down the street. I mean, if he'd run down the street, somebody would have called in and said, "Hey, there's this little 3-year-old running down the street. He should be home to sleep. Call the police." Well, he didn't want that to happen. Nothing wrong with the police, but they might hold him up, and he had a job to do. So he went out the backyard and went through backyards. He went under trees, and he climbed fences, and he ran. He ran so fast. Maybe I should tell you, too, about Squeaky before we go any further. Now, you have knees. You run like a human with knees. Your knees bend one way, right? They bend one way, and you can walk. Well, Squeaky's knees bend one way, but when Mr. Ningyoshi built him, he made omnidirectional knees, which meant they could swivel. which meant that if he wanted to, he could make his legs do really, really amazing things that you can't do. But it also helped him climb and jump and go over fences, so he was very agile. And so he ran as fast as he could, just like the wind, down to the toy shop. Well, it was dark. It was very dark. It was so dark nobody else could see except for Squeaky Toy Robot. So he climbed to the back room where the toys were, and he tried to look in the window, and he couldn't see anything. All he could see was the ceiling, because he was on the ground, and the window was a little bit high up, and it wasn't on the ground level. And unfortunately, Mr. Ninkiyoshi-san did not make extensa legs for Squeaky Toy. It's just something he overlooked. So he couldn't, like, zoom up and look at him. So Squeaky Toy said, "How can I look at these little toys?" And he looked around. He noticed that behind him was a tree. It was a live oak tree. And live oak trees are known for their long branches. And when he looked up, he saw the live oak tree. And then he saw a long branch that extended out, almost reached the toy shop. Wouldn't you know it, it ended up just a little bit above the window where the toys were. So he said, "Oh, maybe I'll go up and climb the tree, and I'll walk out the branch, and then I can sit there and just look at the toys and see what's in there." So that's what he did. He climbed up the tree, because he's a very good tree climber, just like you, William, very good tree climber. And then he climbed down along the branch. He found himself a little place to sit, and he sat down, and then he looked into the room to see all the toys. Well, he wasn't interested, really, in the walkie-talkies or the planetarium. They were fun, but they weren't real toys. He was interested in the robo-spider or some of the Lego men that were sitting around. They were half-built, and they were ready to walk, but they didn't have legs on. And then there were the Ninja Turtles sitting on top of the shelf. Those Ninja Turtles looked so unhappy and kind of dusty, and they really weren't feisty and fighting each other the way they always do. They were just kind of sitting there listlessly moaning. And then the Marvel superheroes. Oh, my goodness, the Marvel superheroes. Normally, they'd be strutting around showing how strong they are. Me, superhero. Ooh, were they? No. They were sitting around looking like just they were tired of life, and they just wanted to hang out and not do anything else. This was very serious, because after all, Squeaky Toy thought everybody should be happy. And you know, when Mr. Ningyoshi-san made Squeaky Toy, he didn't expect to send him away so fast. So he never programmed into him the difference between humans and, well, other people. So Squeaky Toy Robot was a little unclear which were humans and which weren't humans. So, for example, he knew that if you had a walkie-talkie, that was a machine. That was easy. But when it came down to, say, Duplo Kids or Marvel superheroes, or maybe, a big a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, well, that was a little different. And especially since at night, they all came out and talked to him. So if they talked to him, they couldn't be machines. They had to be humans. Well, that's the way he felt about all the little beings that were in the toy shop, which is toy shop. They must be unhappy, he thought. They are very unhappy. Well, he was sitting there on the branch trying to think of what to do. And he didn't know, because we don't know the future, he didn't know that things were going to be pushed onto him that he never expected. Well, here's the background scoop on that story. Remember at the end of this last chapter, I said that 3T and Squeaky Toy had done something really, really what they shouldn't have done? That they forgot to look up. Well, if they'd been looking up when they went to the toy shop and came back, they would have seen a whole line of ninja squirrels with their dirty little eye bands sitting on branch, watching them walk in. And Meanie was looking at them saying, "Look, there goes that little robot. Oh, and he's with that old lady. Look at the old lady. And there's that kid, that 3T. He's walking into the toy shop with the robot. Oh." And Squeaky thought to himself, "I know what they're doing. They're going to sell that robot to the toy shop witch. And we're not going to get any nuts and acorns because they stole them from us. That's what's happening. I know that's what's going on. We can't let that happen." Well, you know, it's pretty true that sometimes people make things up There may be no reason for them, but they make them up, and then, because it suits their fancy, they believe it. Really hard to talk to people who believe something that isn't true, that has no facts to base it, but they believe it anyway because they made it up and it works for them. Well, that was Meanie. Meanie didn't really care. Besides, Meanie was very paranoid. Well, all ninja squirrels are paranoid. And the trouble with paranoia is that paranoia is infectious. So if you're paranoid, the squirrel next to you will be paranoid, and that's what Squidgy was. And the squirrel next to him that was Squirmy, he was paranoid, and so on down the line. They were all very paranoid. And they all said, yeah, 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 she's going to sell that robot, and we're not going to get him. And we're not going to get all the nuts we deserve. We deserve those nuts. Well, again, here you go. They didn't deserve anything but maybe a spank from their papas, but they thought they could get nuts because they had stolen the robot and they wanted to steal him again. So they watched and waited. And they watched the old lady come out again. Old lady, my eye. That was Dr. O'Toole Talltale, but they don't know. They watched the old lady come out with the robot and with the 3T. They said, oh, look, she didn't leave the robot. Maybe she asked too much for it. Maybe the old toy shop witch wouldn't give her anything. That's good for us, because we'll get that robot, and we'll take it, and we'll sell it and get our own acorns. Ha 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 ha. Woo-hoo-hoo. And they ran off into the trees to make their plans. Well, here's what they thought. They were back at their base, and it was getting dark. It was turning into night. Everything was going to sleep. But these ninja squirrels, no, 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 no. Do you think they went to sleep? No, 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 no. The nighttime was the best time because they would raid other squirrels' nests and steal all their acorns. You better believe it. They would even sometimes, in the springtime, raid birds' nests and eat the eggs. Oh, I can't believe that. That is terrible, but that's what they do sometimes because they were ninja squirrels and they were just mean old tree rats. Just like the toy shop witch called them. So they sat around in their little lair, and they thought, that toy shop witch, we got to do something about her. We got to get back at her. She was trying to hit us with that broom of hers the other night. She was trying to smack us down. We got to do something. So Squidgy, who was kind of big and kind of heavy and kind of slow, and he was kind of, but he had some really mean ideas sometimes. And he said, you know what? Why don't we take some acorns and some pine cones and some sticks and things, and you know how on top of her house she has that little pipe sticking up there? Why don't we just fill that up with acorns? That'll make her, that'll get her back. Well, what they were talking about was to fill her chimney with acorns and pine cones. What a terrible thing to do. First of all, if she lit a fire, it would be a fire hazard because the smoke couldn't get up and the smoke would fill the house. And second, if there were dry pine cones, they could catch on fire and burn the house down. And third, what a mean thing to do to a little old lady who's just trying to live her life, to throw down acorns and pine cones in her chimney. Oh, the nerve of these ninja squirrels. But that's what they decided to do. So they each gathered up a handful of acorns and they climbed to the trees and they went to the house where the toy shop witch lived. Well, she lived in the back of the toy shop. The toy shop was sort of a building in the front, and that she had a little back apartment that she lived in. It was very nice for her. Had a bedroom, had a little living room, had a little dining area by the kitchen, had a kitchenette, had a little porch in the back where she could sit in the afternoon and watch the sun go down, have her tea. It was very cozy for her. Very happy little space with her toy shop out front. So those squirrels were so laughing. I can't wait to see her face when she has acorns down her little chimney. They started dropping acorns down the chimney and pine cones. Pew, 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 pew. Well, they didn't know it. But across the way was Squeaky Toy sitting in the tree. And Squeaky was looking at the toys, looking at how sad they were. He was looking at the Barbie fairy and the Barbie mermaid. And do you think they were playing with their Corvette or in their little beach buggy and driving around? No, they weren't. They were drooped around and they were complaining to their Ken. Oh, I'm so bored, I'm so bored. Squeaky Toy heard some noise. He said, what's that? He looked up on the roof and he saw these little creatures running back and forth. Back and forth, back and forth. He looked, he turned on his infrared, he looked. they were squirrels. Then he looked harder and saw the little masks the squirrels had, and he said, "Oh, those are those squirrels. Those are the ninja squirrels. Those are the ones that grabbed me. What are they doing?" And he saw them running up to a little pipe that was coming right out of the roof and dropping things into it. Well, Squeaky Toy didn't know what they were doing. He didn't know what a chimney was. But you know what he had? He had architectural specs for every building that he could run into. And so he just closed his eyes for a second and went back into his specs, and he picked up manuals for architecture, for roofs, for houses, for chimneys. That looked right. He started to read up on chimneys, and he realized, oh, that's a chimney. That goes down to a little fireplace, maybe, or maybe some gas fire that you can turn on and make it look cheery in the wintertime. They're putting things in there. And then he realized that if she had a little gas chimney, she might get up in the morning and it'd be cold, and she'd say, "Oh, I have a little fire," and she'd turn it on. It could burn the house down. He was very alarmed. He said, "I have to do something. What can I do? I have to stop them. That's not right. I have to stop them, and I have to clean out all those acorns for her, because I can't have any harm come to her." So he thought, "What can I do?" So he said, "I know what I'll do. I know squirrels. Squirrels are skittish, even mean ones. And these guys are very skittish because they're all paranoid. I know that much. I know what I can do. I'll scare them." So he was on his branch, and he could just barely, with his extensor arm, reach the end of the roof, the very peak of the roof. And there was Squirmy. And Squirmy was sitting there watching his pals throw acorns down the chimney, and he was laughing, and his tail was hanging over the edge. So you know what Squeaky Toy did? He pushed his button, and he put his extensor arm out, and it went almost. It got there to the right to the end, and he got to the Squirmy's tail, and he pulled it. Squirmy looked around. What? Who did that? Hey, oh, what's that? Who pulled my tail? Well, Meanie ran up. He said, "Squirmy, what are you complaining about? You go get some acorns and some more pine cones to put them down this tube. We got to fill it up before it gets too late. Come on." So Squeaky Toy said, "Oh, there's the leader of the pack. Maybe I'll do the same thing." And he reached out his extensor arm and he pulled his tail. Meanie jumped up and down. "Ah, who's pulled up my tail? Who's doing that?" He ran around. None of the other squirrels were around, but he knew somebody had pulled his tail. He was not happy. He said, "You guys stay away from the edge. There's something down there pulling your tail. Come on." Well, Squeaky realized, "Oh no, now what am I going to do? He thought to himself. He said, "Well, you know, with squirrels are like raiding your bird feeder. All you have to do is hit the door. And when you open the door, then they jump, they run away. Maybe I can look like I'm a big, big person, like a bird or something, and it'll spook them and they'll go." So he thought, looked around and said, what can I do? And then he thought, "Well, maybe I can break off a branch or two, and if I hold it up really high with my extensor arm and wave it, they'll think it's something coming at them." So he did that. He snapped a little branch. He snapped in a little branch. He had a branch in each arm. One arm was his extensor arm, ready to go. And he jumped. Well, I should have said, Squeaky can jump too. He's pretty good at it if he really wants to. And he jumped. He jumped from that branch all the way to the roof of the house. And he landed on it. Boom! With a big plump like that. And the squirrels all stopped and looked up. And they looked at him. And then Meanie said, "Ah, it's that robot. Oh, here he is on the roof with us. Oh, robot, are you asking for it? Are you looking for it? We're going to give it to you. Ha ha!" And they all dropped their nuts and their pine cones, and they started chasing Squeaky. Well, this isn't what Squeaky had expected. So he said, "Whoops, oh no," and he started running. And he ran down the side of the roof, ran out along the roof of the toy shop, ran back again. Those squirrels were all beside him, chasing him. Choo! Well, Squeaky's pretty fast and he's pretty strong. And by the way, he is also programmed to be a judo master and a taekwondo master and a karate master, black belt, if you don't mind, and a whole bunch of other masters. But he wouldn't hurt anybody because they're humans, after all. He's running, running, running. And then he stopped and he thought, "Oh, I know. Well, I'm just running because I'm not thinking. I should turn around and wave these branches at him." So he ran around the roof, he ran to the other side of the roof, and before he jumped, he looked like he was going to jump off, and the squirrels were like, "Let's get him." He turned around. And he took his extensor arm and he shoved it up. And there were all these branches he started waving. Woo! making a noise. And then he held his other arm out. Woo! And he started shaking them. And the squirrels were spooked because they were expecting the robot to jump. And then they were going to jump on him. They were expecting the robot to give up. Oh, please don't hurt me. Please, please, please. They were expecting anything from the robot except that he'd turn around and shake some branches in their face. Well, they were startled. And they ran back on the other side of the roof. And they all gathered on the little, there's a little porch roof over her little deck. And they stood there saying, what can we do next? What can we do next? Well, what can you do next? When Squeaky Toy Robot landed on the roof, he's a big boy. He's not a light little kid. He's a robot after all. And when he landed on the roof, it was a thump like that. Well, that woke up Margaret Maplethorn, or the Toy Shop Witch. She jumped out of bed with her nightgown, and her hair was all askew, and she said, who's that? They're back again. Who's that? Who's that? And she grabbed her broom, and she ran out the back door, swinging it like swinging. Swing! Who's there? Ah! She started swinging it all around. Well, the squirrels were on the little roof over the porch, and they looked down and said, oh, my God, it's the mad lady again. Ah! And they looked back, and there were these two branches coming at them. And all they could see were these branches shaking at them, and the broom waving at them. And, well, you know, ninja squirrels, typically all mean people at heart, are true cowards. They won't take it if they're challenged. And so what did the ninja squirrels do? They did what all cowards do. They ran. Ah! They ran away. They all jumped all different directions, jumped into the trees, and they fled. The toy shop witch said, and you stay out of here. She went back in the house and slammed the door. Squeaky Toy Robot said, whew. Well, that took care of that. That was quite exciting. And he walked over to the edge to see if there were any more squirrels. He didn't see any. He dropped one branch, and he went to drop another branch over the edge. And you know what happened? I guess I got to back up a little bit. What happened was 3T forgot to wind him up. And so because 3T forgot to wind him up, he ran out of energy juice. And he ran out of energy just as he was dropping the branch over the side of the house. He dropped it, and then he went, oh, and he turned off, and he fell over. He fell over the side of the house. Fortunately, he didn't hit the bushes, or he would have gotten scratched up. Unfortunately, he hit the ground, crunch, and landed on his extensor arm. And that didn't do it very much good, because it creaked at an angle that it shouldn't have been, and he lay there. He lay there because he was off. It was like somebody had turned the switch off. And he didn't know what happened. Nobody knew what happened. And he lay there all night. Oh, what's going to happen? Well, if you want to find out what happens to poor Squeaky Toy, you're just going to have to go to bed really well. And then tomorrow, the next day, I'll have another chapter, and you can listen to it then. So until then, good night, my dear William. Good night, Lauren. Love you, Kara. Love you, Steve. Hope you have a great sleep. And I'll pick this story up next time around. Bye-bye.